When we go through all the second date email requests and we're trying to decide who to call, we should probably base that decision on who has the most compelling or romantic date story.
I thought that's what we've been doing.
Like, do we have a realistic chance of actually reaching their person and making this whole call worthwhile?
Uh-huh.
That's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think, because romance is the whole point of this.
It's a good goal.
Yeah, that's what a good radio host would do, but I'm not going to do that. No. Instead, we're going to call the guy for one reason and one reason only, because of his name.
What's his
name? Are you kidding me?
Oh, we've done this before. It's turned out well.
Yeah.
I support it.
Because this person signed his email to us, Roofer.
Roofer?
Yeah, I don't know if that's his profession and he got confused, if it's a typo or what, but it caught my attention.
It's spelled like a roof or like rough?
Yeah, spelled like a roofer.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to find out. Welcome, Roofer, to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
So is that your real name or what?
Real name's Rufus, but my bros call me Roofer, and that's pretty much what I go by.
Okay, cool.
Nice,
all
right.
Is that what you go by to your dates, too?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I literally know nothing about what happened on your date or who you were with, because all I saw was Roofer. So why don't you start us off? Tell us who you want us to call today.
If you guys could call Diana. We went to coffee.
All right.
What's your real Diana?
I mean, coffee is almost like a pre-date, right?
Yeah, keep it simple.
Way to downplay his
date. I was going to say, consider coffee a date, Roofer. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, I think that's plenty romantic. That counts as a date for most people, but not for Brooke, apparently.
He's saying it's like it could be 15 to 30 minute experience, right?
It's just not less intense.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes that's all that people have, Brooke.
So if you guys could just like stop arguing, it's kind of killing my buzz right now.
Oh, okay. Your buzz. Yeah. Brooke, sorry.
Yeah. Wait.
Brooke.
I'm guessing that's not a caffeine buzz,
he's
friend.
Buzzed?
No. Tell us about what happened at the coffee shop. How'd it go?
Yeah, so it didn't start well.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
I kind of forgot.
Wait, you forgot about the...
What?
See, I told you it wasn't
the
a date, Jeff.
Oh, Brooke is right. Brooke, you better rub this in.
Come on.
You better give Jeff so much crap.
How did you forget?
I was maybe a little high at the time.
There we go.
Okay. I totally
there
feel
we
you,
go.
Bro. Oh,
so man. At what point did you remember?
When she texts me.
Okay.
Oh, and it's right. Not like you can just go drive now and go like, well, or
hopefully
get an
Uber. Hopefully it's close.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It was about 4 blocks from my place.
Oh, okay. You can walk.
Okay.
All right.
So I text her back like, yeah, I'm close. Like, I'll be, okay. I'm on my way.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, except for you showed up high as a kite to your date.
And late.
We don't know if he even showed up to the date yet.
Okay.
I mean,
oh, that's
did
true.
You?
I did make it there. I did make
oh,
it there.
Oh, good. Okay.
Like, unshowered and a little disheveled.
Oh.
And, all I really remember is that I got into, like, a fight with my pants.
What?
Like a verbal fight or a physical fight?
Yeah, I remember at some point I was like, come on, pants. Like, it wasn't happening.
What? Oh, you're
what was happening?
Were they on backwards?
Were you sitting down at the coffee shop at this point?
No, I am not. This is still home. I haven't left yet.
Okay.
Okay, wow.
Okay, we're still getting dressed. What happened after that?
Yeah, so I get the pants on. I win that fight. So I start booking it down the street. There's only 4 blocks.
Okay.
Running high is such torture, bro.
So you're sweaty and out of breath when you show up.
Because, like, you feel like you're running so fast.
Yeah.
You're not. Like, I've been there before.
Right, you have no concept of time.
Yeah.
Time has literally left you.
And you're like, wait, what street am I on now?
Yeah.
I feel like his arms are just flailing all over the place. His legs are wobbling. But
don't fail me now, pants!
did you make it to the coffee shop, Roofer?
I thought I did. I went into a coffee shop that I believed was the coffee shop. And then I texted again, are you here? And I said, yeah, I think so.
And then you're like, oh, wait, this isn't a coffee shop. This is an empty cardboard box. How did I get in here?
Anyways,
and then you got in a fight with the box. And then, no, I'm sorry. What really happened?
Too much fun.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, did you find Diana?
I texted the name and she said it was the wrong coffee shop.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh,
no. There's one
Dude, how is she even still waiting around for you at this point?
Yeah, you got to cancel at this point.
For some reason, she did. But I finally find it and I find her.
All right.
But, I mean, it is not a good situation. Like,
no.
I'm very high.
Yeah.
Bro, we need to hang
out.
Roofer and I feel like already kicking.
What?
It's like all my friends.
What did she even say to you?
You know, I don't entirely remember.
Stop.
That tracks.
I do know I ordered a lot of pastries.
You ate a lot of pastries.
It was a higher credit card bill than I...
For a coffee shop.
Okay. Do you remember anything from your interaction with her?
I mean, I stared at her face a lot.
Oh, no.
That's good.
Gotta be pretty complimentary. But at one point, her friend showed up.
Oh, she called in backup is what she did.
Oh, that could be.
I guess so.
That's not good, bro.
Yeah, I tried to introduce myself, but she had to get out of there.
Okay.
I'll tell you, that's not when they ask for a threesome. That's not a good one. That's an exit strategy.
Wow.
Yeah. Why do you even want to make this call? Can I say that? Like,
count it as a loss.
Yeah, why not move on?
I mean, she was super cute, and I feel like an idiot for messing it up. I don't think I would have messed it up, you know, if I didn't get so high.
Okay, so stoned.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, if you were sober, maybe this date would have gone really well, and this could have been the girl for you.
Yeah, I feel the same. You could be a really romantic guy, but if you're stoned, I mean, what the heck can you do?
We got a big green mountain to climb to overcome this, though.
So, right.
I
mean,
I bet he smoked a big green mountain right before he got on the phone with us, but...
I will not confirm or deny.
Okay. I love it, Roofer.
Well, we're just going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Diana for you.
Yeah.
And we'll try and get you your second date update. All right, Roof?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hold on.